Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
What's going on? What's going on? What's up? What's up? I hope you guys are doing well tonight. This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live tonight. I am going to talk about vision and the purpose and point of having vision. So just make sure you don't go anywhere. Make sure you stay right here with me tonight, and I'm going to be right back. I'm going to get started with a little bit of the song, and I hope it touches your heart tonight. I hope it's something that will get things started tonight. And so sit back. Just kind of get
away.
People are hurting. They want to know the way.
all you have to do.
Take the stand and show someone we really care. I see your smile, that's where your hope will. Let them know he's there. Ooh, la la la, la la la, la la la, la.
Amen. Amen.
La 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 la. Ooh yeah. La 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 la. Can I get an amen from the church today?
From the church today.
People are hurting. They want to know the way. If we take a stand and show someone we really care. See you smile, that's where your hope will. Let them know he's there. Church can get an amen.
Amen, hallelujah.
Church can get an amen.
Amen, hallelujah.
Can I get an amen? An amen.
Hallelujah.
An amen. Can I get an amen? An amen. An amen. An amen. Oh, can I get an amen from the church today? People are hurting. They want to know the way.
Amen.
If we take a stand and
coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio or Facebook Live as well. I got Pastor Leon on Instagram. What's going on? Tonight I'm talking about vision. I'm talking about vision. And, you know, and I was like, Lord, what am I going to talk about tonight? He put on my heart, vision. Because, see, sometimes in life, guys, we experience life, we experience things, and sometimes we have to, it's very important that we have an understanding of what God's vision is for our lives, for our lives. For that season, it's very, very important that we understand. You know, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, it says this: where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint. But blessed is he who keeps the law. You know, King James Version says it like this. It says it like this: where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. You know, sometimes, guys, we go through lives, our lives, and we kind of forget some things. We kind of forget that we need that vision. And sometimes we're going off the fumes. Sometimes we're going after different things that we say we want. I want this. I want that. But what vision did God give you? And are you really focusing on what God is trying to do in your life? In your life, because see, sometimes people are living off of their vision for what God wants for them. But you have to, it's very important that we understand what God's vision is for ourselves. It's very important that we understand, that you and I understand God's vision for our own lives. And sometimes, guys, God allows us to go through things and experience things to teach us lessons. But the question is, where is your vision? What is your vision? What is his vision? Do you have a vision? You know, do you have a picture or an image or a dream that God has given you that you are working towards? You know, what is your vision? Because the Word of God says, where there's no vision, the people perish. Where there's no vision. So if you don't have a vision, you're just going, people perish. But then you can have a vision, but are you having the vision that you want, or are you having the vision that God wants for your life? You know, the thing about it is this: we are responsible for the things that God has given us. We are responsible to be good stewards with what God has given us. So things we have, it's our duty to be responsible. it's our duty to do what God has called us to do. And perhaps what God has given you in the season of your life is different than what he's given me for the season in my life. You see, sometimes, guys, we are so focused on all these different things, but it's really a matter of what has God given us, what has God told us about the vision that he has for our lives. So tonight, vision. Get one. Have one. Do you have one? So tonight's topic is really vision. Again, Proverbs 29:18, where there's no vision, the people perish. The people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. You know, the NIV says, but blessed is he who keeps the law. You know, and honestly, guys, I honestly prayed. I said, Lord, what do you want me to talk about? And I was talking with someone today, and he said the word vision. It's like, boom, like, yeah, God, vision. That's what you talk about. What's going on? Amen. What's going on, little bro? How you doing? Amen. You know, on Instagram, what's going on? You know, but that vision, it's very, very important that we have a vision. It's very, very important that we keep the vision that God has given us in our lives. See, so people do perish because they don't have a vision. And then sometimes people perish because that vision is not the vision that God wants for them in that season. Because remember, there's a season for everything. You might be in a reaping season. Someone might be in a sowing season. You might be in a tearing down season. Someone might be in a building up season. But also along that vision is what is fueling that vision. That's another conversation. What is fueling your vision? Is it God or is it yourself? You know, but we're going to talk, we're focusing on tonight about vision. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. And because, you know, guys, you know, God gave me a vision, you know. He gave me a vision, literally, honestly. You know, if my mom was here, she would say, you don't have to put everything out there. But what I'm going to share is this. God gave me a vision. And like I said before, it was a vision I thought that was going to include her, but it's a different vision. You know, it was a vision for me. So I want to tell you guys this. A vision will save you from yourself. What's going on, bro? What's going on? A vision will save you from yourself. When I talk about that, guys, sometimes, guys, we are led by our greed. We led by other things that take us away from what God really wants for us in our lives in that season. But the thing about it really, really is this, a vision. If you have a picture, a vision, whatever it is that God wants for you in this season of your life, it will save you from yourself. It will save you from those things you're trying to do that might not go with or along with what God has in store for your life. You see, a vision helps to keep us in line with what God is doing in our lives. You know, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, sometimes I've had to pray, Lord, please show me the way. Please show me and talk to me. Show me the way. How you want me to move in this life? Thank you so much, bro. Your mom lives on through your legacy. Amen. Thank you. Appreciate that, bro. You know, yeah, you know, and I'm excited. And today, I was like, man, I wish my mom was here. I have wanted to talk to her about a couple of things. And I just prayed. I said, Lord, show me what to do and how to do it. And God showed me. You know, listen, guys, a vision will help keep us in line with what God is doing in our lives. Have you ever been in that place where you were unsure? And God placed something in your heart. He gave you this vision so you could even see it. And you say, you know what? Okay, that's the direction I'm going to go in. You know, have you had a vision? You know, has God spoken to your heart? Has he shown you something? Did he quicken something in your spirit? You know, did you feel his presence lead you and say, you know, I need you to do this. Focus on it. Focus on me. You know, listen, a vision helps keep us alive. Why? Because a vision, if we have a vision and we have that inkling, we have that understanding and knowledge of what God is doing, how he's leading us, it keeps us in line with his will. So that means that the things we're doing, they need to align with that vision that God has given us. And sometimes, guys, we can get off vision. We can get off track. but a vision will help keep us alive. Then also a vision gives you something to go back to make sure that you are on track. You know, write down a vision, make it plain. You know, scripture about making it plain. Write down a vision, make it plain. You know, when you have a vision, you understand a picture, an image of what God is doing in your life. Sometimes you might have to go back and say, you know, Lord, let me look at this vision. Did you write down the vision? Did you write down the plan? Sometimes you have to go back to encourage yourself in those days when you're saying, I don't feel like moving on. I don't feel like going on. Lord, am I making the right decision? Sometimes if you write that vision down, you can go back and see, okay, yes, I am on track. Or, Lord, I've gotten off track. Please, Lord, give me lead and guide me. Please give me the strength, the understanding, the wisdom to do the things you're calling me to do in this season in my life. You know, a vision. You know, and do you have a vision? Have you prayed to God for a vision? You know, where are you in your walk with the Lord? Where are you right now? You know, because sometimes, guys, we're just walking. We're just going with the flow. But things happen, they don't always happen for the best when you just go with the flow. What is God telling you to do? You know, a vision. When you write down, you have something you can go back to and say, you know what? No, this I'm not on the right track. So, Lord, help me because I've gotten off track somewhere along the way. Also, a vision will illuminate in your heart when you are going through those dark, rough times. Have you ever gone through some trying times where you're saying, Lord, I don't know which direction to go. I don't know which way to go. And you say, Lord, I need you to please lead and guide me. Lead me. Guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I will not stray. Lord, let me walk each day with thee. Lead me, oh Lord, lead me. What's going on? Confirmation. Yes, bro, confirmation. You know, a vision will illuminate. So when you're going through those hard times, you need to say, Lord, I need you to speak to my heart. And you start singing those songs. You start praying those prayers and saying, Lord, help me, guide me. And that vision illuminates. It kind of gives you that hope. It gives you that peace. It gives you that blessed assurance that, yes, God is going to bring me through whatever it is that he's called me to go through. And listen to this. Whatever God has for you, I want you to understand it is for you. You know, so that vision will illuminate in your heart. And sometimes you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. I want to tell you this. Everything is about timing. Everything is about timing. God's timing. If you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, guys, listen. If you have that vision illuminates in your heart, it's like, no, this is not where I'm supposed to be right now. This is not what I'm supposed to be doing in this season in my life. Let me get back on track. Let me get back on track. So that vision will illuminate on those days when you're feeling like you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. It will help you to understand not to fear no evil, because you understand that his rod and his staff, they will comfort you. You know, listen, that vision will give you the peace. How many guys need peace right now? How many guys have been going through you saying, look, I'm tired of the same old, Lord, please give me that vision. And sometimes you have to say, Lord, please help me to stay true to that vision. Help my heart. Help me to keep the vision. Help me to stay committed to your vision. See, sometimes we have our vision, and God is saying, I need you to want and to keep and maintain my vision for your life. And sometimes, guys, people are going to wonder, what are you doing? What? I'm not going to say what I was going to say just now. but, you know, sometimes we say, what in the world are you doing? But listen, having God's vision and staying committed and true to his vision, that vision will save you. When you reconnect to your vision, you say, Lord, let me rededicate myself to your vision. Yeah, I know, right? I know, right, bro? you know, Lord, what about that vision? You know, stay committed to God's vision. You know, because that vision will save you from yourself. Those things you saying, I want this, I want that. No, God saying, I want you to want me. Are you in the right place at the right time? You know, a vision will save you from yourself. And it's very, very important that you understand God's vision for your life. And then make sure, Lord, is this your vision for me in this season? You know, a vision will help you see the difference between what is God's will and what is not God's will for your life. Vision, God's vision for you will help you to see the difference between. See, I can have my own vision. This is my vision. But having the Lord's vision will help you see the difference between this is not my vision for you, and this is my vision for you. What's going on, team? What's going on? Hello, hello, hello. Tonight we're talking about vision. You know, we have God's vision. See, we can have our own vision. I envision this, I envision that, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But to do God's vision, Lord, what are you telling me to do in my life right now? What are you speaking to my heart right now? What vision are you giving me? God's vision will help you see the difference between what is authentically God in that season and what is not. You know, and sometimes it doesn't mean that it's a no. Sometimes it can mean that vision is not yet. You're not there yet. You're not able to deal with that yet. You know, so that vision, God's vision, where are you in line with God's vision for your life? But that vision, his direction will, what he shows you will help you to be able to differentiate, to see the difference between what is his will and what is not his will. Being in his plan, being in your own plan. Being in his might or being in your own strength. Tonight we're talking about vision, y'all. We're talking about vision. You know, first point tonight, a vision will save you from yourself. Second point tonight, a vision will encourage and lead you. A vision will encourage and lead you. How many of you guys need some encouragement right now? How many guys stand in the need of, Lord, I need you to talk to me. I need you to speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. How many of you guys are standing in that place where you're saying, I need you. I need you right now. How many of you say, I need you? Have you ever been going through and you need that encouragement and God brings that picture? This is that vision I've given you for your life. This is that vision I've given you for this season in your life. And that vision encourages you and that vision leads you. It guides you. Listen, Acts chapter 16, verse 9. I'm going there right now. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Those of you who are coming through tonight, I really, really appreciate it. But listen to this. God is moving. I look forward to sharing some things soon, but he is definitely moving in my life, and I'm praying in your life as well. You know, Acts chapter 16, verse 9, it says, during the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Listen, the vision. Hey, what's going on? What's going on, bro? A vision will help encourage you and lead you. Tonight, I'm talking about vision. You know, in this vision, God was leading him, look, I need you to get your butt over to Macedonia. You know, it didn't say that. It said, come over to Macedonia and help us. He had that vision. So a vision will help encourage you and it will help lead you to where you're supposed to go next in your life. Have you ever had a difference? Okay, you said me, Tina, how can you tell the difference? Okay, I got my Auntie Sheila on here. Hey, Auntie Sheila. How can you tell the difference between God's will? Prayer. Hey, what's going on, Sigrid? Prayer and God showing you and leading you through scripture. Sometimes God uses scripture. Sometimes God shows you visions. Sometimes he gives you dreams. Sometimes he speaks to your heart. He gives that that anger, like this is what I'm supposed to do, or you feel that I'm not supposed to do this. So when you pray, you're saying, Lord, please show me your way. Show me what you want me to know in this season in my life. And God begins to open some doors and close some doors. He might speak to you through the scripture. He might speak to your heart. He might use someone else to come and confirm what he's spoken to you. So that's how I feel that you can tell the difference. And it's not going to contradict God's word. It's not going to contradict God's word as far as the difference, you know, as far as the difference between your will and his will, you know. So that's how I feel. That's how I feel you can tell the difference. Now, how do you feel like you can tell the difference, Auntie Sheila? Share with us. Share. Because this is what we do. We share. We share. We share. We share. Now, I'm going to say hello to my my friends on Instagram. What's going on? You know, so that was a good question, Auntie Sheila. That was a good question. How can you tell the difference? Now, also, if you go back to Acts chapter 2, verse 17, Acts chapter 2, I'm going there right now, Acts chapter 2. And I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. I hope you're having a blessed night. It says, I'm utterly amazed. They ask, are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each one, am I on the right one? I'm reading the wrong one, guys. I'm not putting my glasses on. I can read. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Well, I've dreamed dreams, and I've seen visions, too. I'm young and old, right? I'm right in the middle, right in it. The affirmation, yeah. The affirmation, all right. Yes, 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 Auntie Sheila. Talk about the affirmation. You know, again, Acts chapter 2, verse 17. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. You know, those visions will encourage you. And guess what? Young men will see visions. There are a lot of young men, a lot of young people seeing visions now. You know, visions will encourage and lead you. A vision will encourage and lead you. And listen, and a vision will give you joy and a peace that the world cannot take away. You know, now what's going on in Sigrid? Sigrid says this, if we are aligned in Christ, his will is our will, and within that, there is decreed will versus choice. Acting within the will of God, we can still be granted the desire of our heart. Amen, Sigrid. Amen. That is so true. I'm going to read that again. Sigrid wrote, if we are aligned in Christ, his will is our will. And within that, there is decreed will versus choice. Acting within the will of God, we can still be granted the desire of our hearts. And, you know, it's funny when you're saying that, Sigrid, acting within the will of God, we can still be granted the desire of our hearts. Yes, we still can. And once you know, and you know, and God has shown you, you definitely know that difference between the decreed will versus choice. You know, this is what God has been showing you. This is what God has been leading you this is how he's been showing you and leading you and speaking to your heart. And then if you go against that, you do something totally different, you feel that tug. I don't know if you guys feel it, but when you feel that tug of war, like, I don't want to do it, but God's leading you to do it, you know, that decreed will versus choice. God gives us that choice. If we are aligned in Christ, his will is our will. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that secret. You know, Auntie Sheila says, just as you said, it will come unexpectedly from somewhere. God will affirm and confirm. Yeah. 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 A vision will encourage and lead you. Have you ever had those times when things are rough? Yeah, yes, my brother on Instagram. Decreed will versus choice. Yeah. Yeah, decreed will versus choice. That's a good one. That's a good one, Sigrid. You know, have you ever had that time where it's like you're like just going through and sometimes you have to go back and see, Lord, this is the vision that you have for my life. This is what's in front of me. These are the choices I can make. Either I can do this thing that's in front of me, or I can do what you are telling me to do. And sometimes, guys, it might not be a good feeling, but it's about you doing what God has called you to do. And remember, I said this earlier, you know, your vision might be your vision. And sometimes our visions overlap, and sometimes God might be like, not yet. You're not there yet, but this is where I want you to be right now. This is your focus right here. So that vision will encourage you and lead you. And sometimes, guys, it's about saying, you know what, Lord, I want to stay within your will. I want to stay within your will. So I don't want to go against what you're telling me and showing me and leading me and guiding me in my life. Listen, your vision, and the thing about it, is it God's vision or is it your vision? Vision. Now, vision can give you supernatural, I said supernatural and godly. When you have that vision, God gives you that vision and speaks to your heart and speaks to your life. That vision will give you supernatural insight. God can speak to you through that vision. God can say, you know, this is not what you're supposed to do. Say, you know, you need to stop right here. You need to walk this way, or you need to stop. You know, but that his vision can give you supernatural godly insight. I just know I'm not supposed to do that. Amen, Secret. Say, preach, my friend. Amen. You know, sometimes that supernatural insight, God will give us that insight and tell you, you know, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do it. That vision can give you a supernatural godly insight. And someone might say, that's the craziest thing. When God gave me this vision, he spoke to me years ago. I was with an R&B group. We had contracts. We had everything. And we had worked on it. We worked hard. And I was like, Lord, what do you want me to do? What if I was on crutches at the time? And I was like, Lord, what do you want me to do in my life? If something goes wrong and I can't sing and I can't dance, well, and I cannot move and I can't do these things, what am I going to do in my life? And God spoke to me, spoke to my heart. And listen to this, that insight that God gave me for me to preach and to leave, you know, people might thought that was the craziest thing you could have done. What are you talking about? You worked hard to get to this place. But God gave me that vision, and he gave me a vision. God will give you a vision. And if you really are really seeking God and saying, Lord, I really want to know what your will is for my life. I want to know what you've called me to do and what you're calling me to do. And let me tell you this, honestly, God gave me that vision. That vision gave me that supernatural insight because people thought I was crazy for doing what I did at that time, you know. But God, that vision, that God gives you, that vision can give you supernatural insight. God can speak to you. He can give. People might think you're crazy, but you do what God has called you to do. You know, I'm sure people thought Noah was crazy when he was building the ark until it started to rain. Would love to say, but my okay. Listen, thanks for coming through, Secret. Love you. Love you much. Love you much, my friend. You know, she's like family. She's like family. Look just like her sister. Her sister is like my big sister. Oh, especially when I was younger. Okay, here I am back. Have a great one, okay? But a vision can give you a supernatural insight. God can use that vision to speak to you. God can use that vision to really help lead and guide you. Tina says this. Tina on Facebook says this. I really keep asking him that I need to understand some things. Yeah, you know, and the thing about it, Tina, I've been there. You know, look. Like, I've been there. I'm kind of there on some things. So I understand. And what happens is that begin to praise him. Begin to say, thank you, Lord, for answering me. I'm going to believe that you are going to answer me. And then that patience plays a role, Gina, because God's going to move when he's going to move. He's going to move when he is going to move. But I'm going to tell you this. He never comes late. You might think, this thing is crazy. I want answers now. Well, sometimes you have to wait. So just be encouraged, okay? Just start blessing him and praising him, saying, thank you, Lord. I'm believing that you're going to answer, and I'm going to be patient. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself and talk to yourself. Then, like, so guys, I'm talking about a vision tonight. So a vision, that's titled, a vision will save you from yourself. A vision will encourage and lead you. Then a vision can bless you. A vision can bless you. Now, excuse me, please. You know, how you guys doing tonight? Check one, check two. You guys okay? You guys okay? All right. I'm almost there. Okay, here I am. Okay, here I am. Joel chapter 2, verse 28, it says, and afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people, your sons and daughters. Okay, I already said that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I already said that. Why am I reading that? Oops, okay. Okay, I read the New Testament version, went to Joel 2:8, where the writer took it from there and said it in the New Testament. So, okay, yes, I'm reading the same thing. But basically, guys, the same thing. So the vision can encourage and lead and guide you, and it can bless you. You know, it can bless you. And you guys, you already know, if you've been following me, you've been coming through, you know I love Jeremiah 29:11. You know, I love it. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Listen, God wants to give you hope and a future. You know, a vision can bless you. He will give you that vision. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to prosper and not to harm you. God's desire is not to harm you, but to prosper you and to give you hope and a future. A vision can bless you. Sometimes, guys, we have to get out of our heads. Sometimes we stay in our heads. Is God going to really bless me? God can't really bless me because I've done this. God can't bless me because I've done that. God can't bless me because I'm thinking this. You know, guess what? If you're willing, guess what? God can bless you. He can bless you. He can use you if you are willing. And listen to this. And that vision that he gives you can bless you. It can bless you. It can encourage you. Bless. Prosper you. God's vision can do all of that and then some. But, you know, the thing about it is that we've got to believe that. We've got to believe that today, that God's vision in our lives, God's vision can bless us. Now, there's a difference between a vision versus God's vision. We can have a vision, but is it aligning with what God is trying to do in our lives and saying to us in our lives? That's a question right there. You know, I'm about to go somewhere else, guys. I'm about to go to Genesis. I hope you guys are doing well. I appreciate you staying with me on Instagram, and have a few staying with me on Facebook Live. Tonight is one of those nights, and sometimes it's up, and sometimes it's down. But thank God this is also on Blog Talk, so I can go back to it. It's also here, so we can talk and we can go back to this video. In Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, it reads, after this, the word of the Lord came to Abram, before his name was changed to Abraham, Abram, in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. Listen, that blessed him. I know that blessed him. I'm going to read it again. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. I want to tell you this. A vision can bless you. A vision can bless you. I'm sure that blessed Abram. He told him, do not be afraid. I'm your shield, your very great reward. Just imagine right now the Lord is saying to you, listen, do not be afraid. I'm your shield, your very great reward. You know, listen, guys, God can spoke to them. Guess what? God can speak to you. He can speak to us. He can speak to our hearts right now if we are willing to listen. But a vision, God's vision can bless you. Don't you think at that point when God spoke to Abram in that vision, that he was trying to encourage him, look, do not be afraid. No, there's no need to be afraid. There's no need to fear. I am your shield. Everything that God you that you need, God is that for you. He is your shield, your very great reward. Listen, a vision can bless you. Now, I want to tell you this. Your obedience to God's vision will bring you blessings and also bless others. We're blessed because of Abraham's obedience. We're blessed. Not only did it bless him, not only did God bless him, but we have been blessed because, you know, Jesus died on the cross for our sins. We've been adopted into that family, the family of God, the family of God, church. So, guys, listen, a vision can bless you. And your obedience to God's vision, your obedience, being obedient. You know, perhaps you're going through, perhaps you are the head of your household. Perhaps you are, you have people under you or you're wherever you are in your life. When you're obedient to what God has called you to do, what he's called you, to his vision for your life, God's going to bless you. Now he's going to bless you. He can bless others through you because of your obedience. If you're the head of the household and you're doing what God's called you to do, you're working where you're supposed to work, you're doing what you're supposed to do, guess what? Your house is going to be blessed, guess what? Your family's going to be blessed, guess what? Your children are going to be blessed. And guess what? Life still happens. There are going to be some ups and downs, some crazy things might happen in your life, but God is still God. He's still in control. And your obedience to his vision for your life will bring you blessings and bless others. At least that's how I feel about it. How you guys doing right now on Facebook Live? How you doing on Instagram? Okay. You know, again, Psalm 29:18, where there's no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. What happens if you don't have that vision? What happens if you don't have a vision? You're just running around rampant, just going here and there. You're not focused. You're going all over here. You're over there. You're doing everything else. You're not keeping a record of anything. You're just doing your own thing, not even thinking about the consequences. That's someone without a vision. Without a vision. You know, but when you have that vision, it helps keep you in alignment with what God's calling you and telling you to do. Because with no vision, the people perish. And I look around and I see people doing their own vision. Not only just no vision, the people perish, but if you're also just doing your own thing, your own will, but you're saying you want to do God's will, guess what? You're just out there. You're just out there. But what about doing what God's trying to call you to do? But God gives us free choice. He gives us free choice. Then you have to ask yourself, is what I'm doing going in alignment with what God is trying to do in my life? Because listen, God's vision can bless you. And I'd rather have the vision and stay focused with the vision. Now listen to this. Sometimes, guys, we get off focus. Sometimes we get off focus because of people, places, and things around us, things going on in a job, things going on in the family, things going on in our personal lives. You know, we just come off focus. But listen to this, a vision can be refocused. A vision can be redirected because sometimes we might be going through. I remember a few years ago, guys, I was going through depression really hard, and I was in a dark place, and I did not even realize it. You know, I had the vision, but I was just in that dark place. I was engulfed. I wasn't even focusing on the vision or focusing on God. Yeah, I was focused on God, but I was going through some things, dealing with some things, some rough things. And how is God going to do this in my life? How is this? How is that? You know, so the vision was there, but my vision was, it had become blurry a little bit. Tina says, what if you lost your vision after a tragedy? Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about, Tina. You know, sometimes, Tina, we just have to go through the process. Like I'm still grieving. You know, I'm coming up to 3 months. My mom's been gone for 3 months. You know, I talk to people who've lost their parents in 7 years, you know, and it's like, man, I'm just getting started. They're like, young buck, you're just getting started. You know, those whose parents have been gone for 17 years, they say it's still like that hole, but you just learn to keep on going. But what if you go through, you lose your vision after tragedy? You know, when I was going through that depression, Tina, sometimes I just had to recalibrate, had to go through the grief, had to go through healing from the tragedy, healing from the pain. You have to give yourself time. It's not going to necessarily happen overnight. It can. For some people, boom, it's like, okay, I'm done with that. I'm able to walk through that. Okay, I'm not feeling any effects of that. And then sometimes some of us, it takes us a little longer, but we just have to heal through the process. Cry if you got to cry, you know, and then just pray, Lord, please help me. Please help me to get back on track. Help me to become refocused on you, on your vision for my life. My son was shot by the grace and mercy. He's still here, but I can't get past. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you this. You know, and I'm sorry your son was shot, and I'm glad that he is better. But it happened, and now it's a matter of what do you do? What do you do now? Because he's still here. I want you to know that he's still here. I want you to know that he's still here. And for those of us who've lost loved ones, and I'm sure you've lost loved ones, but I mean, I don't know what it's like to lose a son. I know it's like to lose a mother, you know. And I'm saying he's still here. You can still reach out and touch him. I'll say, thank God that he's still here. You know, and then say, Lord, please heal my heart. Help me. And then just thank the Lord. Thank him that he's still here. Some people have gotten shot. Now I have cousins who've gotten shot, and they did make it. And then their mothers, my aunts had to bury. My aunt had to bury her sons. You know, so he's still here. He's still here. You know, and what you're experiencing is what you're experiencing, right? Yeah, but lost my vision. Okay, well, listen to this. You'll just say, Lord, help me to see your vision for where I am right now. You know, and he will give that to you, but it's going to take time. It's going to take time, Tina. It's going to take time. So say, Lord, help me to focus on your vision. You know, help me to see what your vision is for me for right now. There's a season for everything under the sun. You know, and then give yourself some grace. Give yourself some grace. God's going to move when he's going to move. Would you guys thank him, praise him, thank him, you know, thank him for showing you, and he will show you. He will show you, you know. But vision can be refocused. But it comes with time. It comes also with having patience, you know. And God uses things to get us back on track. And sometimes where we're off track, God can use what we're going through as learning tools to help us to learn and to grow. You know, I just want to encourage you that God will show you. God will lead you. You know, and God will guide you and give yourself that grace to heal. Give God the grace to be able to show you, give him the ability to show you, you know, and he will give that to you. But you got to, if you focus on the fact that you lost it, and you just keep your thing on the lost it, you're not going to get out of that. You lost it. You feel like you lost it. Lord, help me right now. The pain, everything goes along with the feelings that everything goes along with losing the vision. You know, but I want to encourage you tonight, the vision can be refocused. You know, God can redirect you if you allow God to redirect you. You know, God, like I said, God can use situations and things to get us back on track. Sometimes we have to go through those stormy things that, and say, Lord, please help me. And then when we come out of it, it's like God was using all those different things to prepare us for what's about to come next. Sometimes we're going to have those moments. You know, but your vision, God can give that vision. But it's about just focusing on him. Don't focus on the part of having lost it. You know, that can make it rough to get back on. Then sometimes, guys, we have to be flexible. We have to be flexible. Because sometimes we expect God to move when we move. But God's going to move the way he moves. The Holy Spirit is going to lead and guide us in the way he's going to move. We have to be flexible. And I think sometimes we find ourselves going through depression and anxiety sometimes because you want, especially for control freaks, for people who have control issues, because you want to control the climate of everything. And guess what? Everyone has freedom choice. Everyone has a choice. And we have a choice as well. But if we want to control everything and we cannot control everything, yeah. You know, if we can sometimes make the situation larger, and then we're defeated before we can even get started. Auntie Shirley says this, we may lose our vision, but God doesn't lose us. All right. Woo! I'm dropping my microphone on this one. Shoot, drop. I'm not going to drop my real one. I'm not going to do that. But that's right, Auntie Shirley. Aunt Sheila says again, we may lose our vision, but God doesn't lose us. It will use what the enemy meant for bad, for good. Mm. God doesn't lose us. He will use what the enemy meant. Okay, he will use what the enemy meant for good, for bad, for good. Amen. That's right. That's right, Aunt Sheila. That is right. That is right. We might lose our vision. But God doesn't lose us. That's why I said, go through what you're going through. You know, go through those emotional things you're going through and then make a decision. You know what? It happened. Because sometimes, guys, when we mess up, when we feel like we messed up, we've lost track, we just start doing that whole thing of beating ourselves up, going through all this, all these different things, and then we build up the whole thing to make it so large that we don't move. We just stay in that depression and that woe is me. You know, we made a mistake. Okay, you made a mistake. Now, what are you going to do now? Put your trust back in God. And it's okay. Go through the process. Go through the process. Go through the process. It's like Auntie Shill says right there. We may lose our vision, but God doesn't lose us. And guess what? There's a season for everything. Perhaps that season for you to stay still. Perhaps God's doing something through you when you're going through this season, which the season where you think you've lost your vision. Maybe because God's redirecting, he's rebuilding some things. He's fixing some things. He's healing some things. So as he heals and as you begin to heal, then your vision become better. Your vision become clearer. It's like having cataracts. Lord, I'm going through, and you're going through the pain and suffering, you're going through all these different tragedies, things, these things are happening. You have all these different emotions, and then guess what? Those things sometimes can cover up your spiritual eyes and cover up your faith. And while you're going through that healing, God's removing that stuff so you can see the vision. And all the while, like Auntie Sheila said, God has you. You might have lost your vision, but God still has you. He doesn't lose us. He does not use you. He does not lose me. He does not lose us. Mm. But make sure we don't lose our vision. And if we do lose our vision, Lord, help me to see your vision. Mm. Did we lose our vision, or is God redirecting and refocusing us? Ha! We might think, oh, I've lost my vision. Yeah, you lost your vision, but what is God doing with the vision that he's giving you? Perhaps he's wanting to give you a new vision. Perhaps he wants to recalibrate some things. You know, so sometimes we're thinking, I've lost. No, you're right where you're supposed to be. You are right where you're supposed to be. Now, all we have to do is say, yes, Lord. Show me your vision. Yes, Lord. Show me what you're trying to say to me in my life. But vision, do you have one? Do you have that vision? Hmm. you know, guys, if you feel like, Lord, I don't have a vision, just say, Lord, please show me. Holy Spirit, please show me your vision for my life. Show me, speak to my heart, lead and guide me, Lord. Have your way in my life, in Jesus' name. And I'm going to trust. I'm going to believe. In Jesus' name, amen. And trust and believe. Trust and believe that. God will give you that vision. And sometimes, guys, you don't understand it until you've gone through it. We'll understand it by and by. Okay, I know, right? I love some hymns. Vision. Lord, I need your vision. Lord, I need your vision. Lord, please help calibrate my vision. And I pray that my vision is in alignment with your will for my life. Then like Ingrid was saying earlier, that free choice versus will. Just like my brother on Instagram wrote it once, she said that. Free choice versus will. God gives us free choice. He gives us free will. We're going to either do our will, or we might be struggling because we're trying to do our will versus what God is telling us in our lives. You know, my thirst, I want my thirst to be, I want to be thirsty for God's will. I want to be thirsty to do what God has called me to do. I'm just thinking about C.J. Wines, we thirst for you. We thirst for you. We search for you in a dry and barren land. We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you take with us with your rain. Baptize us once again, we thirst for you. You. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, it says this. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. Your vision. Lord, please give me your vision for my life. And I pray, Lord, that I'll be dedicated to your vision for my life. You know, guys, I was like, Lord, vision. Vision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. He who keeps the law, happy is he. When you have that vision, you can be, listen, you keep the law, you're going to be happy. Have that vision. Have God's vision. Where there's no vision, the people perish. Do you have a vision for your life? Do you have a vision, a blueprint? And again, like someone actually said something to the point, like, you know, I'm tired of hearing you about talking about your mother. You know what? You know what? I said, look, I'm so sorry if it makes you feel uncomfortable that I talk about my mother. Okay, you know, she's been the blueprint for my life. The way she lived her life is encouraging me, saying, you know what, Lord, I do want to do what you, continue to do what you called me to do. God's your vision. Your vision, your blueprint. Do you know the blueprint that God has in store for your life? It's going to be unique. It's not going to be like anyone else's. When anyone else's. Keep God first. Love him with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, all your mind. Love him. You know, but the vision. Have the vision. Take care of the vision. Stay dedicated to God's vision for your life. You might say, I don't understand. I don't have a vision. Listen, God will show you. God will show you. But you've got to believe. You got to believe that you've been created for a purpose. You got to believe that you have something that God wants to touch someone. You might say, my gift might not be like that person's gift. I cannot sing like that person can sing. I can't play like that person can play. I can't write like that person can write. I can't preach like that person can preach. I can't dance like that person can dance. But you, I cannot cook or draw. But you do the best that God has given you. You be willing to be used. Be willing to do what God has called you to do. Tonight, the vision, God's vision, vision. A vision will save you from yourself. A vision will encourage and lead you. A vision can bless you. A vision can be refocused. Vision. Do you have that vision? Do you want that vision? Do you want God's vision for your life? Again, some people might not understand the vision that God has placed on your life, has given you. But you stay dedicated to the vision. People might say, that's the craziest thing you've done, you're doing. No, you stay focused on the vision that God has given you. And God will speak to you. And if you don't remember anything, just remember this. Remember a couple things. Remember what Auntie Sheila said. We may lose our vision, but God doesn't lose us. It will use what the enemy, he will use what the enemy meant for what bad for good. He will, I'm telling you. And then remember this one. Sigrid has said early, if we are aligned in Christ, his will is our will. And within that, there is decreed will versus choice. Acting within the will of God, we can still be granted the desires of our hearts. Remember, God's desire is for us to not die, but to live. I should not die, but live and go in the name of the Lord. I should not die, but live. And it's about speaking those affirmations, those positive affirmations, speaking the word of God. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. So when you're going through, speak the word of God over your life. Speak the word of God over your life. Encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. And then, guys, along with that vision, integrity. Along with that vision, be a man or woman of integrity. You know, is what you're doing going along with God's will for your life? God's vision, not your vision. But listen, if we're within the will of God, guess what? And you're doing what God's called you to do. Guess what? God will bring those things. God can bring those things to pass in your life. Vision. Do I have vision? My cousin says, hey, my cousin is here. Like your cousin. She says, following a positive vision gives you godly purpose. Ooh, okay. You can flip that around, too, and say, following your godly purpose gives a positive vision. You can flip that around. That's good. Following a positive vision gives you God. Well, positive. But is it godly? Is it what God has called you to do in that season? So following a positive, it can be positive, but is that what God is calling you to do? I will flip it around and say following your godly purpose will give you a positive vision. Whatever godly purpose he's given you will be a positive image. You know, I mean, it'll be a positive vision. Yes. I want to say, listen, I appreciate you guys for coming through tonight. I appreciate you guys for coming through. I appreciate you because I love you guys. And please share this on your pages. You know, please share. Please share my broadcast. So, guys, I know that I've been going through a lot, but I praise God that God has kept me and God is keeping me. And the vision, sometimes, guys, we have to say, you know, Lord, not my vision, your vision. Brian, you're over here. It may look good, but is it God? That's right. That's a good one, bro. So Brian left Instagram and came over to Facebook. Okay. It may look good, but is it God? That's kind of say, switch it around and say, following your godly purpose will give you a positive vision. Thank God for the sermon. Yeah. Thank God for the sermon for real. I want to say God bless you guys. God bless you guys. And guess what? It's going to be all right. When you are in God's will, God has you. Yeah, you had to join the party. It's coming through there, bro. You know, guys, vision. Without people, without vision, without when there's no vision, the people perish. Listen, guys, God wants to lead and guide us in this season. You know, and we have to be willing to say, you know what, Lord, I'm here. Lord, have your way in my life. Lord, if you can use anyone, you can use me. Lord, please give me your vision for my life. You know, it's going to be okay. And that's what I want to tell you tonight. Tell yourself, it's going to be okay. I am going to be okay because God has me. And God will lead and guide me. And I will allow him to lead and guide me. And I want your vision for my life, Lord. And that I want to do what you've called me to do in that with that vision. And guys, you're going to go through some things. Hey, my little cousin comes on. Hey, Jordan, God makes a way when you truly trust him. That is so true. That is so true. God makes a way when you truly trust him. God will make that way when you truly trust him. And regardless of what you might be going through or experiencing in your life, just know that God has you. You might feel like, Lord, is this vision, how this vision is going to come to pass? But you've got to be obedient to God's vision for your life. If he tells you stop, you stop. If he tells you to move, you move. If he tells you to listen, you listen. If he tells you to go, go. If he tells you to do something, you do it. God makes a way when you truly trust him. My brother Willie, what's going on? My brother Willie came through. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Just got to follow Jesus all the way. Yes, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Yeah, that, I think that's what you're trying to say. Just got to follow Jesus all the way. That's right, Willie. That's right, bro. That is right. Guys, listen. Listen, guys. It's very, very important that we do what God's called us to do and that we stay in touch and tune with God's vision for our lives. Remember, what God's vision for you might not be God's vision for me, and the season that you are in might not be the season that I am in. So it's very, very important that you understand that God's vision for you in that season might be different than God's vision for me. You know, but it's very important, guys, that you have your vision and that you stay true to God's vision for your life and the season that you're in. Because we're in different seasons sometimes. And in what season are you in? What season are you in? And I say that goes along with the vision. Now you have the vision. God gives you the vision. And what season are you in? Because sometimes you're working toward that vision. Sometimes God might say, pause. Now you got to deal with this. Boom, boom, boom. Here's your vision. Boom. You say, what does this have to do? But God uses everything that we experience in life for his glory, for his good. It all works out for our good. I just want to say God bless you guys. That's good. Don't compare yourself to others. Be the best you. That's right, Brian. That's right. That's where we make the mistake. You know, and you sometimes say, well, my vision looks different from his vision. And I like his vision better for his life than you're doing in my life right now, Lord. But about saying, no, I'm going to be the best me where I am right now with the vision God has given me right now for my life. I want to say God bless you guys. I want to say have a great night. Be encouraged and keep the conversations going, because if we do respond to it. I do respond to what you guys say. Bless you, Cuz Greg, for tonight's word. Thank you, Cuz Aunt. Thank you, Cuz Aunt. I love you. I love you. I love you. And call me in a second, Cuz Aunt. Call me in a second. So I'll talk to you for a second. But I want to say God bless you guys. God bless you. Thank you so much. And I'm so encouraged tonight. And I just want to say God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Shanice. My girl Shanice is on. What's going on, Shanice? Shanice, I need to talk to you tonight, too. I need to talk to you tonight for real, Shanice. But God bless you guys. Be encouraged tonight. And thank you so much for your prayers and support. I appreciate you. Tina, I'm glad you came through. You're welcome. God bless you. It encourages me because this is what God placed in my heart, and I'm glad that not only is it blessing me, I'm glad it touched you tonight too, Tina. So don't be no stranger, Tina. Come back again next Tuesday between 9 and 10 on Tuesday nights, Eastern Standard Time. God bless you guys. Have a good one tonight. Be encouraged. Know that God has you. Hey, just hit me up. Okay, I will. God has you guys. God has us. He's not going to forget us. And listen to this. Your vision is your vision. And I love what I got to say this real quick before I leave, what Brian said. That's good. Don't compare yourself to others. Be the best you. The best you. God's vision for you is for you. Sometimes our visions might overlap. You know? Be like, oh, time, bro. Yeah, I know, right? I know, right? So don't be no stranger, Brian. Don't be a stranger, Tina. I want to say God bless you guys again. Be encouraged and know that God is working things out for you, for your good. All right? God bless you. Be encouraged. Stranger, Brian. Don't be a stranger, Tina. I want to say God.